This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever you want, or not. You can just listen to us babble on if you like. The number is 855-450-3733. It is the Monday night kick-ass edition of Free Talk Live as I continue on my quest to be trained on how to host this thing. With you tonight, it's me, the captain.
And I'm Ian.
I don't know who I am.
We'll just call you nobody.
Yeah, it works for me.
All right, cool. We are here tonight. Some things in the news that have, well, come to my attention, and a few topics that are near and dear to my heart are, of course, cops. And I have long, as a science fiction fan, I have long wondered how come nearly every show that I watch on the television eventually turns into some sort of a cop show, a procedural, a buddy cop, something along those lines. It kind of makes me...
Wait, they're not cop shows and then they become cop shows? Because I've never seen a show do that.
Oh, yeah, man. Like
The Expanse had it for a little bit in the first season.
Yeah, right? Like they started out like as a cop show, but like you know, sometimes a show will go a season or two and the writers go like, what haven't we done yet? And they'll either do one of two things. They'll either insert a musical number if they're completely out of stuff, right? They're devoid of any imagination whatsoever.
You haven't seen the musical episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. One of the most brilliant pieces of television ever made.
Sounds good.
It was incredible.
Or it'll die into some form of a cop show, right? There will be some interaction with law enforcement, and then, you know, it turns into every cop show you've seen before. Like, you know, the partner dies, and they go through a sad experience, and they have to repartner up with the new rookie cop. You know, it's this trite, sort of repetitive, every cop show that you've ever seen. And so I stumbled upon this story. This is from Shadow and Act. A new study, crime shows are a PR machine for law enforcement.
You think?
Well, I mean, I know that, and probably everybody here in the studio agree.
When I'm home, I watch Blue Bloods with my mom, the Tom Selleck thing.
Oh.
And I mean, it's a fun show, but, you know, it's just like you have to explain sometimes to older people that that's not how cops really are.
and that's kind of, you know, my position here with not only just the blatant cop shows that exist, right, because there's so many of those, but then a non-cop show that sort of becomes a cop show reinforces...
Do you have an example of this? I've never... I mean, what, the people weren't cops and then they suddenly got jobs as cops?
Well, no. Like, let's say the show isn't based, you know, it doesn't advertise itself as a cop show, but then it sort of becomes one, right? Or at some point during the movie, they have the whole buddy cop thing suddenly appears out of nowhere, or somewhere during the season it comes in. But what happens is it conditions people to react to cops in a certain way as opposed to the way that they should, which is, you know, not talking to them, right, or limiting their interactions.
Yeah, everybody always answers the door when the cops come to the door.
Yeah, on every television show.
I stole this from Facebook, but when they were coming over to the Keene Activist Center all the time, I had plenty of time, because usually you're all surprised when it happens. And you're not on your best thinking, but so they come to the door and I said, I don't feel like dealing with you guys today. They said, we just want to talk. I said, how many of you are there? They said, two. I said, talk to each other.
Yeah. And you spoke when you didn't even have to. I mean, that's another thing that they don't teach you in these shows, is that when the police come to your door, and I'm not an attorney, this isn't legal advice, but it's my understanding you don't have any obligation to speak to them. You don't have any obligation to even answer the door.
And, no, you don't.
And that's what they show every time in these television programs, is everybody always comes to the door, they always open it, yep, and they always talk to the police. Yep. You don't have to do any of those three things.
Right. And frequently
you don't have to open it yourself, but I will tell you that if they have a warrant, they will kick it down.
That's true.
That's true.
But if they don't have a warrant, well, unless they're feeling mischievous, they probably won't.
Most of the time, if the cops are knocking on your door, they don't have a warrant.
No.
If they have a warrant,
they're usually kicking it in at 4 a.m.
They will likely kick it in, or they'll be pounding on the door, and they will inform you relatively quickly that they have a warrant and that you better open up, or else they will bust the door in. That is usually how that situation will go. If the police are just knocking on the door and quietly standing out front waiting for you to open it, it is likely a contact situation where they are trying to contact the people on the inside of the home in order to gather probable cause, in order to either conduct a search of the premises, perhaps with permission, because they don't have a warrant to do that, or to find a certain person that they're looking for, and if they can find that person, they will put that person under arrest.
Well, the other thing is, if you let them into your house, and they decide to start searching, they can destroy it. Which happened to a woman down in Georgia, I think. She tried to sue the police because she consented to a search, but then they took axes and chopped their walls up.
Wow.
And I don't know if she was gone when this was happening or what, or if she just was too afraid to throw them out, but they'll trash the place.
Well, this article, kind of opens the door to the discussion, really. Crime dramas are the cornerstone of primetime television, but according to Color of Change's groundbreaking report, the genre is reinforcing policies and attitudes surrounding the criminal justice system that hurt people of color the most. In fact, the report suggests...
Yeah, it hurt me, too.
Well, I mean, I'm a colorful person, right? You know,
I am a person of colorlessness.
I've been called a colorful character.
Indeed.
In fact, the report suggests that the amount of negative bias and misinformation in the crime procedurals makes them a PR machine for law enforcement and the criminal justice system as a whole. The report entitled Normalizing Injustice, the Dangerous Misrepresentations That Define Television's Scripted Crime Genre, revealed that out of 26 procedurals, important topics such as racial bias in policing and the judicial system went largely unchallenged or underexplored. People of color, specifically black women, were generally not cast as victims of crimes in the series, despite being victimized in real life by violence. In fact, the report cites something showrunners, network executives, and producers are to have said to their writers when writing about victims: viewers will change the channel if we make the crime victim black, so you'll have to rewrite those characters and make them white instead. So we have producers, network executives, and writers.
Have you ever cared what color somebody was on the TV?
I personally have not.
I mean,
not.
If they're green or something, I'll adjust the thing, but other than that...
Well, if they're green, I'm probably watching an old school episode of Star Trek where Captain Kirk is trying to bang the green lady.
Oh, well, yeah, there's always that. Or that guy from the Flintstones.
Oh,
the alien.
Yeah, oh gosh.
It's been too long for me. I'm sure I've seen it.
Oh man, I can't remember his name. Yeah. So meanwhile, people of color were usually painted as the perpetrators of crimes. Characters who represented advocate groups such as Black Lives Matter were often portrayed as naive, misinformed crusaders instead of informed fighters for justice, and more often than not, black judge characters were used as figureheads to dispense white perspectives of law and the criminal justice system. In the 26 series studied, all but five were helmed by white male showrunners.
Now, if an opinion is held by a black person, is it still a white perspective?
That is an interesting interesting question.
It's just one thing that really annoys me is this idea that everybody in some group is going to think the same way, whether it's white people or black people or Chinese people or anything.
Is this story more about white and black and the behind the scenes of the TV shows, or is it more about the police?
Well, we'll get into that, I assume. What do you think? Do cop shows misrepresent things? Give us your thoughts. 855-453 is the Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever you want. Take control of the show. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And I'm nobody.
And we were talking a little bit about cop shows and sort of how police are presented in television, how some shows seem to divert into cop shows, and that type of a thing. And we'll continue talking about that. But first, do you want more business accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. This is a first, as far as I'm aware, in the industry. I don't know of any other cryptocurrency accepting app or cash register app that rewards people for setting up businesses to take cryptocurrency. So it's pretty exciting. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com, and you can get rewarded for setting up a business to take cryptocurrency.
Very exciting.
I'm pretty stoked about that. We can go to the phones right now. We have Larry from Indiana on hold.
I do want to talk more about the story about... You know, why are the police so represented as they are on television, which is to say very worshipfully, you know?
Oh, yeah, indeed.
Because nobody can broadcast without a license from the government, for one thing.
But it's different, and we can get into it, because I don't think the police are paying Hollywood like with the military. You know, like the military, they'll give you a bunch of military equipment, but you got to give them the script, and they punch it up to make it as pro-military as possible.
Right.
I don't think the same thing's happening with, like, the Los Angeles Police Department, but maybe it is.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I know.
Why would it not? I mean, the New York Police Department has a foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
They have, like, a substation in Israel.
That's true. Yeah, and what was the comment? The New York City Police Department is, like, the seventh largest army or something along those lines?
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact quote, but it was somebody, one of the New York politicians.
No, it couldn't be the seventh largest army, because there's like 40,000 cops.
Okay, so
that,
maybe
that's not many.
I don't remember the exact
quote. North Korea has a million-man army.
But it's scary anyway. But let's go and talk to Larry in Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, life imitates art, right? So they figure if you watch the motion pictures and they have that message going out that you will receive it, but a short, funny story about cops, right?
Okay.
Then I'll get to my topic about Kobe Bryant. Here's what happened. My brother said he was hitchhiking through Georgia one time, and he stopped to take a rest on their underpass. You know, there's that steep hill, and then he woke up and some pot-bellied sheriff telling him, "Hey, boy, what you doing up there?" He said, "Nothing, taking a rest." He said, "Well, come on down here." He said, "Why?" He said, "I want to talk to you." He said, "I ain't coming down there." He said, "Come on down here, boy. I ain't gonna do nothing to you. Then he got mad and said, "Come on down here, boy. If you pass that, why?" He said, "I want to arrest you." It was peach picking time in Georgia. And I guess every vagrant they can pick up, they can take him and make him do something around a peach orchard. But anyway, Kobe Bryant, it's funny when he told me.
Slave labor, by the way, is what he's talking about.
Yes. Yeah, well, they didn't eliminate slavery.
Yeah, right. But anyway.
They made it legal.
This Kobe Bryant guy, right?
What about him?
Hello? I
heard he died in a helicopter crash.
No, but I don't see why people are so happy about him and the people that are like him, these professional athletes, that we have to have our taxes increased to build their stadium, also they ruin our kids by having stuff manufactured in Vietnam for pennies an hour. And
how does that ruin our kids?
Well, that does let kids get cheaper stuff.
When you have to buy your kid a $400 pair of tennis shoes, you think about that, right?
If I had kids, I would not have to buy them a $400 pair of tennis shoes.
They'll force you to do it if they see you had the money.
But
in any case, I just think people like him and entertainers in general are the black ones are mischaracterizing the black culture and getting away with it, and they're benefiting off of it. And I think there ought to
now
be
in
a
what
sound
way are
rejection.
They? So hold on. What is black culture, and how are they mischaracterizing it?
Right.
They are because black people are thrifty and they're well-mannered people. But these rap videos and the other movie portrayals of black people is really messing it up. And
isn't it possible that there is more than one black culture? I mean,
no,
there's a lot of black people out there. No?
No,
you think you're saying all black people have the same culture?
Well,
yes, they do.
It's ridiculous on its face, Larry.
Okay, here's an example of how I can understand what he's saying. I heard a TED talk about this, and it was a rap song where it was a black guy rapping, but he was rapping about shooting. He was saying specifically he wanted to shoot some black people.
Yeah.
And I was thinking if there was an artist who was putting radio on, putting music on the radio about shooting white people, he wouldn't get his music on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
He absolutely wouldn't get his, he would not get on the radio.
Selling black people crack too. And they talk about the women like a dog. And how they done this and do this to some woman or something. They let that pass as black culture.
Yeah, I mean, I get your frustration, right? You're saying that particular culture does not represent you or many of the black people that you know, but wouldn't you agree that there's a certain gangster culture out there that is, you know, populated by both blacks and whites and Hispanics as well? That there are.
It's contrived because whatever they say in their music is self-destructive and will lead you to prison. So
I'm not disagreeing.
No, that's not true. As a musician, Larry,
they're not musicians.
But you're not a black musician. You don't have a.
Well,
you can't comment.
No, I'm a white musician, and yes, I can.
Yeah, I'm a musician myself. I'm a singer. So
all right, well then, hear me out.
Hear
me out. I was. I had to attend this thing called The Truth About Rock. And it was a bunch of religious folk who were of the opinion that listening to heavy metal would turn you into some sort of demon.
When was this? In 1985?
In the 80s. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They came out and talked about how this kid listened to AC/DC and attempted to commit suicide.
I know about Bob Larson.
Right.
Bob Larson and
people who, guys who listen to Metallica would take up arms and shoot their parents and all this kind of crap. And that's like, that's totally not true. It's a misnomer. The music does not cause behavior. The music might enhance behavior that already exists.
Okay, all three of you are talking at the same time. Let's have one person at a time, please.
Okay. I'll skip my mouth.
Well, we're coming up on and out here, Larry, so I'm going to thank you for the call. Thanks for bringing up your points and lively discussion. You can tell us what
I want to keep this going, because he said that's not rap music, so therefore your analysis of music does not qualify.
What do you think? Does music cause bad behavior? 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's attorneys are getting the chance in his Senate impeachment trial to defend the president, and Deputy White House Counsel Patrick Philbin warns that impeachment could become the new normal in America.
The right conclusion is not that this body, this chamber, should try to redo everything.
Philbin also arguing against witnesses in the Senate trial.
That fails to conduct a thorough investigation, that doesn't come here with the facts established, that then this body should become the investigatory body and start redoing what the House didn't do.
More information is being made public about the other victims in the California helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter. The 41-year-old was on his way to coach his daughter's basketball game. Her close friend and teammate were also on board with her parents. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live, the Monday night kick-ass training edition. That's right. I'm here in the studio, and I'm Captain Kickass, and with me tonight,
I'm Ian.
I'm the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Very well. We were talking a bit about, culture, really.
Well, Larry had called in, and he said that he's upset at black culture being misrepresented in mainstream kind of pop music culture. And I don't doubt that there are a lot of, but probably the super majority of black people that are not, they don't behave in the way that is represented by this sort of gangster rap viewpoint that you see in the pop media. And I get that's frustrating, but I just don't believe this claim that there's a one singular black culture in the same way that there's not a white culture. You know, there's so many different subcultures within, and there's cross, cultures. And
well, there's certainly a variety of cultures. Okay, yeah. I won't, and, I was just saying something similar half an hour ago, so I won't bust your balls on that. But I really do believe that there are, it's not just a misrepresentation of black culture, it's almost like the music and hip-hop industry is almost trying to push it to be as bad as it can be. And it does make a difference when if you see a character on TV do something and nobody gets upset about it, you might well, or everybody thinks it's normal, you might well be more likely to do that thing, not necessarily consciously. But I really do think there's a TED Talk out there called Black Murder is Normal. And I first watched it because I was like, I can't believe they had a racist TED Talk. But it was not a racist talk. It was actually it was actually really informative, and it made me think of some things differently than I had before.
Well, I mean, what you're saying there about the way pop music, the industry represents different groups, I don't disagree with that. You can even look at sites like The Vigilant Citizen, who is sort of this conspiracy guy who gets into Illuminati symbolism that is, these videos are replete with in a lot of cases. And his perspective on this is that these record industry labels are trying to curry favor with the power elite out there, and they are the power elite, basically, at the highest levels. Whether you believe in the Illuminati or the Bilderbergs or, you know, whoever it is that you think it is, he uses the term Illuminati, and he will point out that a lot of not just black people, but the white pop music stars, for instance, are usually also scraping the bottom of the barrel. They are, you know, being, as in the case of the females, as slutty as they can possibly be. There's references to, you know, Satan and things like that within the various different visuals of these videos. So, I mean, by no means is this problem that you're talking about limited to just black pop music.
No, it's not. And I would say in general that TV has been dumbing us down for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I
took issue with Larry's bit about the music is making people do things.
It's not music making people do things so much as, because obviously music doesn't make anybody do things.
Sometimes it makes you want to get up and shake your booty.
What it can do is change your perception of what's acceptable and what's normal.
I mean,
and what reasonable people do, people you respect do. If you see someone who's like a hero to you because he's a great musician, and then he's, you know, getting busted for burglary or whatever.
Or a woman twerking or something like that.
Well, I mean, twerking to me isn't even a bad thing. It's like I could, but
there's a lot of people who would say
without,
it is.
Without judging whether it's good or bad, certainly people do that. Certainly people are influenced by that thing to say, well, you know, she did it and nobody got all upset about it, and she's making $1 million, so why not do it?
I did want to address something that Larry kind of alluded to, and I don't know if that was part of his greater point bringing up Kobe Bryant, and it's something that I kind of take issue with the general public, particularly on social media, is this, like, when somebody famous dies, all of a sudden, everybody, like people who've never heard utter the words Kobe Bryant in your entire life, right? The guy dies, all of a sudden, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad that, like it's had this actual effect. It's created feelings for a person that they've never met, they've never interacted with, right? They've never had a conversation with and has never really done anything for them personally. Mm-hmm. And how does that translate into somebody becoming sad about it? And why is it there's such an overreaction to these famous people dying?
Well, I mean, people do feel like they know people when they watch them on TV for a long time.
That happens with us, too. I mean, we're on the radio talking for 3 hours a night. the listener out there, in a lot of cases, when they'll meet, if they meet you, for instance, they may say something like, I feel like I know you, even though you've never met in the entire lifespan of this individual. They've heard you speaking for hours upon hours. You have probably never heard a word from their mouth, however.
Right, and that's the thing, is they know you and you don't know them.
Right.
That's the creepy thing about that, but it makes sense.
It's not
creepy. Listen to somebody talk for 3 hours a day, you do know them. And if they and if you've never called in, you don't know them personally, but you know something about them. You know what kind of person they are. You know whether or not they make you laugh.
I don't think that's creepy, though. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Well, occasionally
creepy implies some sort of intent.
No intent. But it's maybe creepy isn't the word. Awkward.
Okay.
Maybe is the word.
Yeah, that's a better word.
Because, you know, I've met people who hated my guts because I said something on the radio. I've met people who think I can do no wrong because of my activism career. And of course, you know, I solve that projection pretty quickly once they actually meet me.
Yeah, me too.
Sometimes immediately.
Depending on how many cocktails I've had.
Mm.
Hey, we've got a caller. It looks like Robert from Bellis Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Captain?
Hey, Robert. I'm good, Robert. Thanks.
Good. Hey, I want to clear something up a little bit. Now, I'm 56 years old, so, you know, I grew up in the era in the 60s.
Yep.
And I've been listening to rock and roll my entire life. I'm a rock and roll nut.
Nice.
But none of these songs that I've listened to have ever made me do anything that was inappropriate, harm anybody or anything. But what it has done for me is teach me about what's going on today in the United States. Case in point, number one, Mark Farner of Grand Funk Railroad.
Mm.
Okay, did a song.
Don't let them take away your guns.
He talks about he wrote a song over 50 years ago called Monster, okay? And in that song, what he's singing about is what's going on today.
How so?
Well, I mean, you got to listen to the song.
Well, we're probably not
going to hear it, so fill us in.
Yeah, we need to hear the lyrics or see the lyrics or something like that.
Well, he talks about, you know, how corrupt the government is and the direction that it's taking us and the harms that it's done, the injustice.
Well, I'll have to check that out. Another great song
All right, Robert, hold on. We'll keep you over. What do you think about music? Give us a call. Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the Monday kick-ass version. That's right, the captain's running the show. Somehow, the boat is still afloat. We'll see if we can keep that up with you tonight. It's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Ball.
We've been taking your calls at 855-450-FREE. And we also have the Discord line at discord.lrn.fm. We'll be getting that in just a moment. But first, I wanted to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, FreedomsPhoenix.com. And also I wanted to say that the host of that show is pretty entertaining.
Ernie Hancock, he's coming up to New Hampshire this weekend.
Nice. Do I finally get to meet him?
I don't know if he's coming to Keene.
Okay. Well, will he be at
Fork
and
Pork?
Pork
and Manchester. I suspect he'll likely be at Fork Fest. Okay. Yeah.
He was at Pork Fest and Fork Fest last
this year. Yeah. Or 2019, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Larry,
it's
you're back on.
It is 2020. Yeah.
We're back on with Larry and, I'm sorry, with Robert out of Vermont. We were talking about music, and you had some more thoughts to share with us, Robert?
Yeah, I think I got kind of mixed up a little bit. It would be John Kay from Steppenwolf is the one that did the song Monster. And like I said, in the song, he writes about the things that are going on in the United States today in the world,
yeah.
You know? I mean, he was a visionary. Same thing with Mark Farmer from Grand Funk Railroad. He sang about the things, that went on in Vietnam and the corruption and everything.
Yeah, every year at the 420 rally, I play, for the years that I've had music, one of the things I always try to play is Don't Let Him Take Your Gun by Grand Funk Railroad.
Nice. Yeah, Robert, I can identify with you in a few ways, and that is before I sort of came out of the fog of statism, I just listened to rock and roll and heavy metal, and it was just about partying, you know, rebelling in general, right, because I was a rebellious youth, that
drinking,
kind of a thing.
Drinking,
sex, doing drugs, partying, you know, playing music, having a good time, living life, right? And then, like, when I came out of the fog of statism, I started hearing things in music. And in fact, just 2 days ago, I was listening to some online music, and a song by the heavy metal band Exodus came on, and it's called "The Scar Spangled Banner," right? And it's like you're talking about, Robert. It's talking about, you know, what's going on in the government, right? What's happening in the United States of America? How they're interacting with other countries, foreign policy, you know, what's going on, you know, between citizens, and how awful it is. And it really hit home to me. I'm like, there have been people writing and talking about this stuff since before I was born, so I completely identify.
So, another example, if I may, of a person that, made an indelible impression on me was Lemmy from Motorhead.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, but Lemmy was a World War I and World War II historian.
Yeah, he studied all that.
Yep.
Good call tonight, Robert.
Okay, Robert.
Pardon me?
Thanks for the call, Robert. It's been interesting.
Yeah, appreciate the discussion there.
The call.
Now, what you did there is you pressed the air button the second time.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, thanks, man.
So I wanted to say to that, though, it's important to have music with a good message. And yeah, these songs have been around for generations in some cases. However, I mean, has it really done a whole lot to, you know, really bring people to the ideas of anti-statism or anything like that? I mean,
I like to think that the music that I listened to that had the themes of freedom
was important.
Important to get me to eventually come. You know, we talk about planting seeds all the time when you have conversations with people who are obviously stuck in the statist paradigm, and like how it's important to just plant the seed, because it might not be you, it might not be me, it might not be him, but somebody else somewhere along the line will open their mind to the ideas of freedom, and then they'll sort of rewind, right? And I've had this experience a couple of times. When I first learned what reverb was, and then when I came out of the fog of statism, I was able to go back and listen to my music with sort of a fresh perspective.
Right.
And I like to think, I can't say that this is true, but I like to think that the music with themes of freedom had a direct impact on me eventually coming out of the fog of statism.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing, it's a little bit disingenuous to criticize something for not having made things better than they are now, because nothing that exists has made things better than they
That's
are
true.
Now. Things cannot be better than they are now. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I think
it's an identity.
I'm not trying to be critical of it, because I'm in favor of it. I think that you're probably going to be able to reach more people with music than you can, say, a talk show, for instance, because music is sort of like a universal language. You can feel, you know, music in a way that you can't just by listening to someone talk. But does it really lead to action? Does it really lead to people changing their minds? Maybe so.
I think it does. Yeah. I think that I was molded by listening to the Grateful Dead, by listening to the Pink
persona.
Floyd, by listening.
Oh, Pink Floyd,
I mean,
for sure.
Pink Floyd changed my life, definitely. Mm-hmm. They changed the way I looked at things. You know, they and again, The Wall was a great warning. I will say that, you know, the one thing that things could be a lot worse, and they're not. And, you know, things might be a lot worse if we hadn't had some of the things we had, like, you know, the Libertarian Party and rock and roll.
You may be right about that. And certainly in some places in the world, you wouldn't have those things because you don't have the freedom of speech.
Mm.
Should we go to our caller on the Discord?
You're in charge, my man.
Okay, let me rephrase that. How to, did I just click on him?
You've already clicked in the room, so he's able to hear what we've been talking about. You just have to unmute him on the board. And
which
he'll
one?
Be there. The Discord's right next to the microphone. Okay.
Mr. Edge, do we have you?
Oh, that's what we get for not screening his call. He's not ready. He's not there. Something's wrong.
Mark, are you here?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about screening Mark's call. He's not going to call in and cuss.
Yeah, most of the time. But
he just might call in with broken stuff.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's not the first time that's happened.
Okay, well, we'll
mute him. We'll have to try him again later.
We'll come back to him.
Yep.
I did. You know, music has been such an important piece of my life that I can't imagine not sort of becoming unbrainwashed without it, you know, because that's an emotional experience, right? It's like I equate coming out of the fog of statism to being told that Santa Claus isn't real, except you're an adult when it happens, right? Or at least I was. I was 36 or so years old, right, thereabouts. And, like, it felt like somebody had just ripped my reality out from under me. It was a very emotional experience for me. You know, just imagine you believe something. You believe that it's real. You believe that it exists. And then all of a sudden you figure out that it's not. And what that does to a person, you sort of have to process all of that. And it's not an overnight process. You know, you might, you know, have some epiphanies and come to some realizations. And it's a very deep, you know, sort of introspection. At least it was for me. And then as you explore that, you discover more and more that, oh, my gosh, I've been wrong about all these things the whole time, right? And then you kind of, you know, you get into that bit where you're like, oh, but I've always felt this way, but when you really haven't. Maybe you felt that way deep underneath everything. Maybe you felt like something was wrong, kind of like, you know, what that movie The Matrix, like, kind of, you know, alludes to, right? That you could always sense that something was slightly wrong, but you could never quite put your finger on it. It's not until you wake up to the ideas of freedom.
Well, art's kind of interesting where when you show the same piece of art to two different people who are in different places in their belief systems, you know, for instance, you take the Matrix and you show it to a communist, and then you take the Matrix and you show it to a libertarian, and then ask them how they felt about what they just saw, they may both really enjoy the movie, but for different reasons. They may find themes that that resonate with them,
right,
even though the artists who were creating that might not have had even any intention to resonate with those people in that way.
And you always see things through the screen of what you believe. Like,
right.
I remember watching V for Vendetta.
Love that movie.
And when she said, how did you get real butter? And I said, oh, okay, it's a socialist country. But that was because I have a knowledge of economics. If I was a socialist, you know, they don't think they're going to starve us all.
Sure.
Yeah. What do you think? Is butter socialist? 855?
No, margarine.
450 free. Like freedom. Call in. Tell us what's on your mind. We'll have a conversation and see how things go.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.